Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hello and welcome to the Hairy Rock Show. It's me, Dave. I'm flying solo. Asai is away, still on his holidays. He's on a cycling tour in Holland. He reckon you see go there because there was no kind of hills, basically, because he can be a bit of a lardy. And I hope he has a good time. But anyway, how's the cycling going? Have you got clips? Oh no, you've just got your drain pipes on. Anyway, it's time for the hairy springtime. Younger than springtime, are you? Gayer than laughter, are you? I've got an absolute giggling recipe for you today. You've got to do it. The strawberries are just coming in. The nice ones. I don't mean the manky ones with yellow bits on the top from Spain. I mean like real strawberries. Real red all over and full of flavour. It's a vodka strawberry cheesecake. Now, this is when we were going to film in Russia. The idea for this came off. We were filming with strawberries and we were filming with vodka. So the BBC will say, what can you do with vodka and strawberries? Well, we'll think something. So I invented the vodka strawberry cheesecake. And at first, it was going to be one of those refrigerator cheesecakes because inherently myself and Simon King are terribly lazy boys. So what we did was, I made these strawberry vodka cheesecakes up and it was brilliant with like a vodka strawberry sauce for the top. Thing is though, it wouldn't set in the fridge because that much vodka. So what I did, I churned it all and made vodka strawberry ice cream because it just kind of set to mush and that was good. But it was great. My stepdaughter wasn't that old really and she was like, this strawberry ice cream's fantastic. I go, yeah, I know, love, I know, it's smashing. And so it became a baked strawberry cheesecake and we actually filmed with it in Poland and it was Polish vodka, you know, the bison grass vodka. And we filmed with it outside, I think it was Chopin's house. And it was a baked cheesecake. It's absolutely epic. It's so naughty. It's full of the joys of spring, and the more that you eat, the more joyous you get. So do give it a go. And what you can always do if you're feeling extra naughty is whiz some strawberries up with a bit of icing sugar in your blender, add some more vodka, and make a strawberry vodka coulis to tip over the top. Oh, yes, that's my kind of cooking.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Somebody gave me a flute once when we were doing a cookery. Funnily enough, in Poland. I could tell you, that time we were making Bigosh, the Polish stew. And so I thought I'd try and do an Ian Anderson. So I'm stood on a log on one leg, pretending to play the flute. It's not easy, you know. He's looking at me. He's going, stay still, stay still. I can't. I should have got me a flat log. Anyway, it's time for an email. Well done, Ian. For staying upright for 70-odd years. This one is from Sharon Tompkins. Hi, Shath. And the subject is son's wedding. Message. Hi, guys. You said that you'd answer any problems we have, so here goes. Kingy, have you kept this one over for me? My son, Ralph, is getting married in a cave in Edinburgh in June. Right, hasn't started well. And it's going to be a pretty rock and roll affair. We'd be rocking a cave, wouldn't it? We've all been asked to choose just one song that we will all dance enthusiastically to. And to be honest, we just can't choose one. Have you got any suggestions? There's going to be a mixture of ages and I don't want to upset Auntie Doris with rude lyrics or too much headbanging. You see our dilemma. Your help will be much appreciated. Cheers, guys. Sharon from Sheffield. So, Ralph's getting married in a cave in Edinburgh. It's a rock and roll affair, and it's in a cave. Well, Sharon, we've got some suggestions for you. You could have anything by the Velvet Underground. You could have the Jam Going Underground. I had a friend once who got married at Regent's Park Zoo, and it was in the banqueting hall there, and they brought the animals in. And, you know, in those days, it's like animals, you know, you could do more with them apart from eat them and look at them. And they brought a chimp in. And it was really funny because the bride's father was a bit inebriated, shall we say, and he started this speech, and it was really kind of awful. Anyway, he was going down so well. It was, everybody was laughing and killing themselves, and the more they laughed, the more he went on. What didn't realise that at the foot of the table he couldn't see, there was a chimpanzee. And it was brilliant. It was the best wedding I've ever been to. And they let like little Bambis in and everything, and it was strange. Anyway, have a great day.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
I've got an email for you. It's from Ree Bromley. I think it's pronounced Ree, R-H-I or Rye, Bromley. And the subject is Must Not Sew. Oh, I've had to stop making my outfits for Whitby Goth Weekend while I'm listening to the show, as I end up giggling too much and end up making mistakes. So far, I've managed to pin myself to a skirt I was making and sew a piece upside down. Oh, a grumpy goth. So I've stopped sewing and got coffee and toast instead. Thanks for a brilliant show, Ree. Oh, brilliant. Do you know sewing? When I was a kid, you know, in the back of Sounds, you look at adverts. And I always remember then, it was 28-inch bottom split-kneed loon pants. You know, like the massive bell-bottoms. And I wanted some desperately. So anyway, what I did was I got some of my old school pants, split them to the knee, and I put these denim triangles in either side. I look like a walking lampshade or a woodlouse, depending on something a little. But, you know, I could see my mum do the sewing machine, but what a mess. But actually, some years later, I did do the sewing bee for children in need. And my airline skirt was a bit of a mess, but my 60s party dress was a triumph. All the darts, all the right places.
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
I'm Dave Myers, and I'm on my own. King is away, the Dave will play. The time for an email, and this is one from Les Pepiet. And the subject is Si Si. Si as in my mate, Si, and Si as in... I've been listening to the show for over an hour this morning while recovering from a late night last night, thinking Dave is exceptionally quiet this morning, not at all like him. Where Si can hardly get a word in edgeways, I beg to differ. But your plume, I wouldn't be there at all. You haven't been missed, have I? It didn't occur to me once that you were doing the show on your own today until you mentioned it. Where is he? Great music this morning, and your voice is easy on my hangover. Well, mine's not. It's like broken glass. So what do you mean you didn't miss me? Did you miss me? Yeah, when I was away. Did you hang my picture on the wall? Obviously you didn't, Les. Anyway, he's back week after next. But till then, I'm on my own.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.